السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء سيدي النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، after praising Allah and asking Allah to raise the rank of our Prophet Muhammad and to grant him peace, we will begin this session, the second class in our series explaining Surah Al-Dhariyat and as well Juz Al-Dhariyat from the Quran, the Book of Allah, from the explanation of the great scholar Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullahu ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala have mercy on him. And this is the 10th day of the month of Rajab in the year 1434. We left off in our last class. Getting some feedback here. We left off in our last class, or at the end of our last class, having covered the first 9 verses of Surah Al-Dhariyat. And today, insha'Allah ta'ala, by Allah's grace and permission, we will cover the explanation of verses 10 through 19 of that same surah. And as mentioned in last week's class, our study of Surah Al-Dhariyat will take place over 8 sessions, and this is the second of those 8. Let us begin with a reading of Surah Al-Dhariyat, from the beginning all the way to the 18th verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذاريات ذروا فالحاملات وقرا فالجاريات يسرا فالمقسمات أمرا إنما توعدون لصادق وإن الدين لواقع والسماء ذات الحبك إنكم لفي قول مختلف يؤفك عنه من أفك.
These are the first 9 verses that we read last week, and their meanings are quickly by the winds that scatter dust and the clouds that bear heavy weight of water and the ships that float with ease and gentleness. Allah swears by these things, and He swears by the angels who distribute the blessings and the provisions by Allah's command. Verily, that which you are promised is certainly true, and verily the recompense is sure to happen. By the heaven full of pathways, certainly you, polytheists, opposers of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have ideas, you have contradicting stances about the Prophet. And some of you, or those who have turned aside, those who have been turned away, have been turned away. Today's verses,
قتل الخراصون الذين هم في غمرة ساهون يسألون أيان يوم الدين يوم هم على النار يفتنون ذوقوا فتنتكم هذا الذي كنتم به تستعجلون إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم.
And the brief overall meanings of those verses in English: cursed be the liars, or those who speak with conjecture, who are under a cover of heedlessness. They ask, when will the day of judgment be, the day of recompense? It will be a day when they will be tried, punished, or burnt over the fire. Taste you your trial. This is what you used to ask to be hastened. Verily, the muttaqun, the pious ones, will be in the midst of gardens and springs, taking joy in the things which their Lord has given them. Verily, they were previously muhsinun, they were pious people, doing well, doing good things. They used to sleep but little at night, invoking their Lord and praying. And in the hours before dawn, they were found seeking Allah's forgiveness. And in their property, there was the right of the beggar and the one who is poor and doesn't have anything. That is the end of the meaning, or the end of the selection that we're going to look at today, verses number 10 through 19. Going to our book, which is the printed explanation, based on the cassette recordings from our Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, we're on page 121 of that printed book, printed by his charitable foundation. قُتِلَ الْخَرَّاسُونَ. The phrase, which is verse number 10, قُتِلَ, means كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الْمُفَسِّرِينَ يُفَسِّرُهَا بِلُعِنَ. As our Shaykh says and explains here, many of the scholars of tafsir would explain this word قُتِلَ, which means to be killed or to be destroyed, as لُعِنَ, to be cursed. وَاللَّعْنُ هُوَ الطَّرْدُ وَالْإِبْعَادُ عَنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. And a curse is that someone be cast away and made distant, made to be distant from the mercy of Allah. That's the definition of what a curse is, of a la'n. وَلَكِنَّ الصَّحِيحِ, our Shaykh says, however, what is correct regarding the meaning of this verse, أَنَّهَا بِمَعْنَى أُهْلِكَ. The real meaning is that it should remain upon the meaning of أُهْلِكَ, destroyed. لأنه لا داعي أن نصرفها عن ظاهرها. As there is no indication or no reason for us to understand it upon any other meaning other than its apparent meaning, which is to be destroyed. وظاهرها صحيح مستقيم. And the ظاهر, the apparent meaning, the one that first comes to mind, it is correct. And it is the meaning is complete with this idea. Having said that, I'd like to add here that the Shaykh is using one of the well-known principles of Islam, is that the Qur'an is ala zahirihi. The Qur'an is to be taken in its obvious and apparent meaning. Unless there is an evidence explaining it in another way. That all of the texts are to be taken in their obvious apparent meaning. Unless there is proof that we must understand that verse in another way. So he's using that principle to say, قُتِلَ means أُهْلِكَ, to be killed or to be destroyed. It doesn't mean to be cursed, as that is an additional meaning, or not the obvious meaning. طيب, he says, فَمَعْنَ قُتِلَ أُهْلِكَ. And the meaning of قُتِلَ is to be destroyed. وَالْخَرَّاسُونَ. The kharrasun, who are these kharrasun? We translated that as liars or people who speak with conjecture. He says, jam'u kharras, the plural of the kharras. One of them is a kharras. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَكَلَّمُ بِالظَّنِّ. والتخمين والالتياب والشك. He's the person who speaks with ignorance, with suspicion, with suspicious ideas, assumptions. He speaks with conjecture. He speaks with doubtful matters and doubtful ideas. لِأَنَّهُ مُنْغَمِرٌ فِي الْجَهْلِ. Because he's enveloped in ignorance, وَالسَّهْوِ وَالْغَفْلَ, and in forgetfulness and in heedlessness. وَلِهَذَا وَصَفَهُمْ بِقَوْلِهِ. And this is why Allah had described them with the very next verse, saying, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي غَمْرَةٍ سَاهُونَ. Those who are engulfed in forgetfulness, in loss of ideas or loss of correctness. أي في غمرة من الجهل. They're covered by ignorance. قد أحاط بهم الجهل من كل جانب. From every angle they are surrounded by and covered by ignorance. ساهون غافلون. Heedless and forgetful. لا يحاولون أن يقبلوا على ما أنزل الله على رسله. They don't even try to go after the understanding or to face what Allah had sent down upon His messengers, to accept it and to take it. عليهم الصلاة والسلام. May Allah raise all of their ranks and grant them peace. ومن جهلهم أنهم يسألون أيان يوم الدين. Leading into the 12th verse here, from their ignorance is that they ask, when is this day of recompense? سؤال استبعاد. سؤال استبعاد وإنكار. The question that they're asking is not a question seeking after knowledge. It is a question of the question like from a person who doesn't believe something and he wants to negate it. لو كانوا يسألون سؤال استعلام واستخبار لعذروا. Had they asked this question, when is the day of judgment? When is the day of recompense? Had they asked this question as seekers of knowledge, people trying to learn information, then they could have been excused. كما قال جبريل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. As Jibreel said to the Prophet, may Allah raise both of their ranks and grant them peace. أخبرني عن الساعة. Give me some information about the ساعة, the last day, the hour. استفهاما واستخبارا. Seeking understanding and seeking information. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family, and may he grant all of them peace. مَلْ مَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. The one being asked doesn't know any more than the one questioning. That's from the hadith of Jibreel that you all know. لَكِنْ أُولَٰئِكَ الْخَرَّاصُونَ يَسْأَلُونَ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. However, these kharrasun, these people of lie, these liars, these people of conjecture and doubt, they're asking the question, when is the day of recompense? يعني متى هو? When is it? استبعادًا. Not believing that it's coming. Not believing in it. Thinking it to be improbable. ولهذا قال الله عنهم في سورة قاف. Thus Allah says about them, describing them in Surah Qaf, the very opening, the second and third verses, بَلْ عَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ. They were taken aback. They thought it was strange that a warner came to them from their own selves. فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. So the disbelievers said, this is a strange thing. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا. ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. Is it that when we are dead and scattered as bones that have turned into dust, we're going to be brought back? That's strange and very improbable, very hard to accept. that kind of resurrection. يعني نرجعوا بعد أن كنا ترابا, meaning are we going to be brought back after having turned to dust? هذا رجع بعيد. That is a very improbable idea of resurrection. فهم يسألون عن القيامة. They're asking about the قيامة, the last day. لا سؤال استفهام واستخبار ليستيقنوا. They're not asking to seek knowledge and understanding so that they could wake up and behave properly. لكن سؤال استعباد وإنكار. Their question is the kind of question from a person who does not believe it to be probable or likely, someone who wants to reject it. قال الله تعالى يومهم على النار يفتنون. The answer, the description of that day in verse number 13, is the day that they're going to be burnt on that fire. هذا الجواب, our Shaykh says, this is the response. يعني يوم القيامة, meaning this is the day of القيامة. This is the day of Al-Qiyamah. Sorry about that. Pause. يَوْمَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. The day when they shall be burnt on the fire. وَعَلَى هَذَا فَيَوْمٌ هُنَا ظَرْفُ خَبْرٍ لِمُبْتَدَئٍ مَحْذُوفٍ. He's going to talk about the Arabic construction of the words here. He says here that the word يَوْم is يَوْمَ. It's mansub. It has a fatha on the meem. Yawma. It's not yawmu. It's yawma. Because it's dharf. And it's a khabr li mubtada in mahduf. It comes as the object of a subject that is not mentioned. وَالتَّقْدِيرُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ يَوْمَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. So the original construction would be that there is a subject that begins that sentence, and that is a reference to يوم القيامة. It is يومهم على النار يفتنون, the day that they will be burnt upon the fire. ومعنى على النار يفتنون, the meaning of being burnt upon the fire, أي يعرضون عليها, they shall be placed over it. فيحترقون بها, and they shall burn because of it, or as a result of that. لأن الفتنة, the word فتنة, بمعنى الاحتراق. The word فتنة comes, and it carries the meaning of الاحتراق. And I'll add here a note from myself, like in Surah Al-Buruj. إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات. Those people who burned the believing men and women in ditches. The meaning of فتنوا is حرقوا. The ones who burned them. Naam, you can look at your tafsir to see that. وَلَكِنَّهَا, back to the words of our Shaykh, وَلَكِنَّهَا عُدِّيَتْ بِعَلَى عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. They'll be burned on top of the fire. Why is this word عَلَى used, which means on top of? لِأَنَّهَا ضُمِّنَتْ مَعْنَى الْعَرْضِ. Because it has been made to include an additional meaning of عَرْض, of being presented and being placed over something. أي يعرضون على النار فيحترقون بها. So they will be يفتنون على النار. They will be placed and made and presented over the fire, on top of it, and burned from on top of the fire. And they will burn by that fire. هذا هو يوم الدين. This is the day of recompense. ذوقوا فتنتكم. سبحان الله. ذوقوا فتنتكم. Taste this fitna of yours. The fitna here is the burning. Remember we said that fitna means, in some occasions, burning. As another footnote, the word fitna may have more than 15 meanings in the book of Allah. Naam. Here it means burning. ذوقوا فتنتكم. هذا الذي كنتم به تستعجلون. Taste this burning trial of yours, this is what you used to hasten, to ask to be hastened to you. This is what you used to ask about. Remember when they said, Ayana Yomuddin, where is the day of judgment? Where is it? Zuqu, taste. هذه جملة مقول means that Allah Ta'ala will say to them, or one of His angels will say to them on that day. لقول محذوف أي والتقرير يقال لهم. It will be said to them, ذوقوا فتنتكم. That's an Arabic language point again. هذا أمر إهانة وإذلال. This is an order. You might say strange, look at the expression here. ذوقوا. You are being ordered to taste. It's an order of disgrace. It's the order of subjecting someone to humiliation. Taste this fitna of yours. أَيْذُوقُوا اِحْتِرَاقَكُمْ Taste this burning torture of yours. فِي النَّارِ In the fire. الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُنْكِرُونَهَا That you used to disbelieve in. هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ This is what you used to ask for, to be brought to you so hastily. لِأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدِ They used to say, when is this promised appointment going to be? إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ If you are really truthful. فَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَ بِالْقِيَامَةِ اسْتِبْعَادًا لَهَا So they used to ask for the day of judgment to be brought, as if to deny it, as if to think it is unlikely or impossible. كما قال الله تعالى like as occurs in the statement of Allah the Most High يستعجل بها الذين لا يؤمنون بها those who ask for it to be brought on those are the ones who don't believe in it والذين آمنوا مشفقون منها ويعلمون أنها الحق and the people who believe they are fearful of it and they know it is the truth فَيُقَالُ لِهَاؤُلَىٰ So it said to these people, ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ Taste this fitna, this burning punishment of yours. This is what you used to ask to be brought to you so hastily. يُقَالُ لَهُمْ And it is also said to them, أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ Will also be said to them, is this magic now? Or is it that you could not see? اسْلَوْهَا فَاصْبِرُوا أَوْ لَا تَصْبِرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ Enter into it, the fire. Be patient or don't be patient. Doesn't matter, it's all the same. إِنَّمَا تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ You are now merely being recompensed for what you used to do. يُفْتَنُونَ عَلَى النَّارِ They're being punished. By being burned upon a fire. فَيَحْتَرِقُونَ بِهَا And they are burning in this fire. Because of this fire. وَيُقَالُوا ذُوقُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ Taste this fitna of yours. هَذَا تَوْبِيخٌ وَإِهَانَ وَإِذْلَادٌ This is a way of announcing to them or ordering them to do something to disgrace them, to belittle them, to dishonor them. يكون به العذاب القلبي العذاب القلبي In this concept, they are being punished in their hearts or through their hearts for it to be said to them, taste this punishment of yours. فَيُجْمَعُ لَهُمْ بَيْنَ الْعَذَابِ الْبَدَنِي وَبَيْنَ الْعَذَابِ الْقَلْبِ So they're being They're having the both kinds of punishment being applied to them together. Physical punishment on their bodies, and you could say either psychological or emotional punishment through their hearts. فَتَجِدُهُ يَكُونُ فِي أَشَدِّ مَا يَكُونُ مِنَ الْحَسْرَةِ And in this case you find a person being punished in this manner is at the very depths, the deepest depths, of despair. يتحسرون يقولون and they're in despair saying يا ليتنا نرد Oh, we only wish that we could go back ولا نكذب بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا, and that we would not reject the verses of our Lord. وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, we could be from the believers. They would wish and regret and despair that they cannot go back and not reject the verses of Allah and not and become from the believers.
وَلَمَّا كَانَ الْقُرْآنُ الْكَرِيمُ مَثَانِيَ,
as the Qur'an, the noble Qur'an, the speech of Allah is مَثَانِي, it presents things in pairs.
تَثَنَّى فِيهِ الْمَعَانِي الشَّرْعِيَّةُ وَالْخَبَرِيَّةُ,
the meanings that are شَرْعِيَّة, that are orders from Allah and legislation and information about the past and future events, they are mentioned in duality, meaning the good and the bad, the believers, the disbelievers, in pairs.
إِذَا ذَكَرَ الشَّيْءَ ذَكَرَ ضِدَّهُ,
when Allah mentions something, He mentions its opposite as well.
لِمَا أَوْلَمَّا ذَكَرَ عَذَابَ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الْخَرَّاصِينَ,
when Allah mentioned the punishment of such people, the liars, those who rejected and those who fell into suspicion and false speech, He said,
إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ,
verily, the people of taqwa, the pious people, they're in gardens and springs of water, amongst springs.
Al-Muttaqoon,
this is the 15th verse, by the way.
Al-Muttaqoon, هم الذين اتقوا الله.
The Muttaqoon, they are the people who feared Allah, observing His limits, respecting His limits, fulfilling their obligations to Him, and staying away from His prohibitions.
وَالتَّقْوَى تَرِدُ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ عَلَى وُجُوهٍ مُتَعَدِّدَةٍ,
taqwa is a word that is used in the Qur'an, the noble Qur'an, with many different meanings. بِالْوَصْفِ, or in many different ways. بِالْوَصْفِ تَارَةً, sometimes it's a description of a person or an action.
وَبِالْفِعْلِ تَارَةً,
sometimes it is mentioned as an action. وَبِالْأَمْرِ تَارَةً, sometimes there's an order for it.
وَتَارَةً تَكُونُ مُضَافَةً إِلَى اللَّهِ,
and sometimes it's mentioned as it relates to Allah, like the taqwa of Allah.
وَتَارَةً تَكُونُ مُضَافَةً إِلَى الْعُقُوبَةِ,
اتَّقُوا النَّارِ, as Allah says sometimes. Fear the fire.
اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ اتَّقُوا النَّارِ
وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ وَغَيْرُ ذَلِكَ, and other, there are other manners or usages or styles of usage of the idea of taqwa in the Qur'an.
مِمَّا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ التَّقْوَىٰ شَأْنُهَا عَظِيمٌ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ,
that which shows that taqwa has a very high status, a very great status in Islam.
وَلَيْسَتِ التَّقْوَىٰ قَوْلًا يُقَالُ بِاللِّسَانِ,
taqwa is not a mere statement that's said on the tongue alone.
بَلْ هِيَ قَوْلٌ يَتْبَعُهُ فِعْلٌ
وَتَطْبِيقٌ, it is a statement that is followed up by actions and application.
فَإِن سَأَلْتُمْ,
if you were to ask, مَا هِيَ التَّقْوَى, what is taqwa exactly, قُلْنَا, we would say,
التَّقْوَى كَلِمَتَانِ,
taqwa is two basic ideas,
فِعْلُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَتَرْكُ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ,
taqwa is doing what Allah has ordered you to do, abstaining from what He has forbidden you from,
عِلْمٌ وَبُرْهَانُ وَإِحْتِسَابٌ وَخَوْفٌ,
knowledge, proofs, seeking a reward, and fear.
تَفْعَلُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ,
you do what Allah has ordered you to do,
بِأَنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ بِهِ,
because you know it is Allah who has ordered it to be done.
تَفْعَلُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ
لِأَنَّكَ تَحْتَسِبُ ثَوَابَهُ, you do what Allah Ta'ala has ordered you to do because you hope for the reward for it. You count on the reward coming to you. الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف إلى أضعاف كثيرة. A good deed shall be rewarded, meaning by Allah, with 10 times its value, up to 700 times its value, or many times over. تَتْرُكُ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. You abstain from what Allah forbade you from, لِأَنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ نَهَى عَنْهُ. Because you know it is Allah that has forbidden such a thing. تَتْرُكُ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ خَوْفًا مِنْ عِقَابِ اللَّهِ. You abandon that which Allah has forbidden in fear, being afraid of the punishment of Allah. لِأَنَّكَ مُوقِنٌ بِالْعَذَابِ. Because you believe with certainty in that punishment. هَذِهِ هِيَ التَّقْوَى. This is taqwa. يقول الله عز وجل عن المتقين. Allah Ta'ala, or Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, says about the muttaqeen, the pious people, the people of taqwa, fi jannatin wa 'uyun. They shall abide amidst gardens and springs. Ay mustaqirruna fi jannatin wa 'uyun. Living and existing amongst gardens and springs. Wal jannatu jam'u jannah. Gardens is the plural of Jannah. Jannat and Jannah. Aywa. Wa yamurru fil Qur'ani Jannah mufrada wa Jannat jam'an. And it appears in the Qur'an, the word Jannah, in a singular sense, a garden, and Jannat, gardens, in the plural usage. فَهَلْ هِيَ جَنَّاتٌ مُتَعَدِّدَةٌ أَوْ هِيَ جَنَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. So is the reality that there are many gardens in paradise, or is it one garden? هِيَ جَنَّاتٌ مُتَعَدِّدَةٌ. Our Shaykh says that there are many gardens in paradise. لَكِنْ ذُكِّرَتْ أَوْ ذُكِّرَتْ بِلَفْظِ الْمُفْرَدِ. It has been mentioned in some cases in a singular sense, or in a singular usage, min babi dhikr al-jins, to mention it by its kind, the garden, meaning the generality of gardens. And I'll add an English explanation of that. It's like saying the cat is an amazing creature. When you say the cat, do you mean one cat is amazing? You mean the species, right? The cat is an amazing creature means all cats are amazing creatures. So you use the singular usage, the singular noun, but you mean every cat. So here we're talking about al-jannah, meaning the gardens, by the kind of garden. وَإِلَّا فَهِيَ جَنَّاتٍ. As in reality, there are many gardens. وَفِي آخِرِ سُورَةِ الرَّحْمَنِ. And in the last part of Surah Ar-Rahman, ذكر الله أربع جنات. Allah mentioned 4 gardens. قال ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان. He said in verse number 46, and for those who fear the standing in front of their Lord, they shall have 2 gardens. ثم قال. Then Allah said as well, later in the surah, verse number 62, he said, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ. And then below those, or beyond those perhaps, 2 more gardens. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, said, جَنَّتَانِ مِن ذَهَبٍ آنِيَتُهُمَا وَمَا فِيهِمَا وَجَنَّتَانِ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ آنِيَتُهُمَا وَمَا فِيهِمَا. There are 2 gardens with golden utensils and everything in it. And there are also 2 gardens of silver utensils and everything in it. إذن, and this hadith was collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim. إذن الجنات أو إذن فالجنات متعددة. Then, as you can see, gardens are There are many gardens. وَجُمِعَتْ بِاعْتِبَارِ أَنْوَاعِهَا وَأَصْنَافِهَا. And the plural noun is used to describe these gardens to show the different kinds and types of them.
وَقَدْ جَاءَتْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ مُفْرَدَةً.
They have been mentioned in the Qur'an in the singular sense. مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِ. Like his statement, وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And that is the Jannah, the garden, that we cause you to inherit because of what you used to do. The 72nd verse.
وَجَاءَتْ أَيْضًا مَجْمُوعًا فَهِيَ مُفْرَدَةً بِاعْتِبَارِ الْجِنْسِ وَمَجْمُوعَةٌ بِاعْتِبَارِ النَّوْعِ.
And it's also been used in the Qur'an as a plural. So it is singular. When it's being used singular, it is in a reference to all kinds of gardens. And when it is plural, it is a reference to the different types of them.
وَعُيُون جَمْعُ عَيْن وَهِيَ الْأَنْهَارُ الْجَارِيَةُ.
And عُيُون, they are the springs that gush forth, plural of عَيْن. The same word that you use for البصيرة, that which you see with, the eye, the عَيْن. The same word for the letter, عَيْن, غَيْن, and so on, the عَيْن. That same word is used for springs and rivers, rivers that pop up from springs.
وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنَّهَا أَرْبَعَةُ أَنْوَاعٍ.
And Allah mentions that rivers in paradise are of four types.
أَنْهَارٌ مِنْ مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آثِنٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى.
There are rivers with clear and pure water. There are rivers with rivers of milk that have not had any, that have not spoiled, that will not spoil. There are rivers of alcohol, of intoxicating alcohol. Or intoxicating meaning in the way in the hereafter, that which doesn't harm you, but you get the joy of intoxication without the bad effects. And that's mentioned, لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. They are a delicious delight for those who drink it. The rivers of خَمْر.
وَأَنْهَارٌ مِنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى.
And rivers of pure honey, purified honey.
آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ.
A description of the people who dwell in those gardens, taking hold of that which Allah has given them, that which their Lord has given them.
قَوْلُهُ آخِذِينَ.
His statement, taking hold,
حَالٌ مِنَ الضَّمِيرِ الْمُسْتَتَرْ بِالْخَبَرْ أي حَالَ كَوْنِهِمْ آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ.
Meaning, at the time when they will be taking hold of the things that their Lord has given them,
أي مَا أَعْطَاهُمْ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ,
the delights that Allah Ta'ala has provided them with.
وَهَذِهِ الْآيَةُ كَالْآيَةِ الَّتِي فِي سُورَةِ الطُّورِ.
This verse is similar to the verse which is in Surah At-Tur.
فَاكِهِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ.
They are in delight, basking in delight with what their Lord has given them.
ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ السَّبَبَ الَّذِي وَصَلُوا بِهِ إِلَى هَذَا.
Then he clarified the reason which got them into this place, or the cause that led them to this effect.
فقال,
and he said,
إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبَلَ ذَٰلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ.
They were verily, before this event, people of righteousness, people who did well. That's the 16th verse. يَعْنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا مُحْسِنِينَ. They were in the worldly life doing good deeds.
أي قائمين بطاعة الله.
They were people who are devout in the obedience of Allah.
على الوجه الذي يرضاه الله عز وجل.
In the way that is pleasing to Allah, the Mighty and Majestic.
وقد ثبت عن النبي
صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And it has been authentically established from our Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and that of his family, and may he grant them all peace. أَنَّهُ قال, that he said, الْإِحْسَانُ أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُن تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. الْإِحْسَان, being a muhsin, being a do-gooder, being someone who does good and things proficiently and in the best way, it is to worship Allah as if you see him. And when you don't actually see him, you truly know that he sees you in reality. And that's from the hadith of Jibreel, as you know. هذا الإحسان في العبادة. This is إحسان, proficiency, or doing something in the best way as it relates to worship, acts of worship. أما الإحسان في معاملة الخلق, as for proficiency as it relates to interactions with people and the creation of Allah, فَإِنَّ أَجْمَعَ مَا يُقَالُ فِيهِ مَا قَالَهُ النَّبِيُّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Then the most comprehensive thing to be said about that topic is what the Prophet said, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يُزَحْزَحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَيَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَلْتَأْتِهِ مَنِيَّتُهُ وَهُوَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَلْيَأْتِ إِلَى النَّاسِ مَا يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُؤْتَى إِلَيْهِ. Whoever would like to be kept away from the fire, to be placed far away from the fire and saved from the fire and enter the paradise, then let death reach him whilst he believes in Allah and the last day, and that he treats the people and gives the people things, he treats them as he would like to be treated, and he gives them what he would like to be given. هَذَا هُوَ الْإِحْسَانُ إِلَى النَّاسِ. That's a hadith collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, and our Shaykh says, هَذَا هُوَ الْإِحْسَانُ إِلَى النَّاسِ. This is how you are proficient in your dealings, or on the best mode of dealing with the people. And to عامل الناس بما تحب أن يعاملوك به. That you deal with the people with the manners that you would like to be dealt with. من حسن الخلق, good manners in general. وطلاقة الوجه, having a good smile on your face. وكف الأذى, keeping harm from the people. وبذل الندى, and being generous and helping. إلى غير ذلك مما هو معروف, and other kinds of good deeds that are well known. فهؤلاء محسنون في عبادة الله. Such people, they are محسنون, people of إحسان, proficient in their worship of Allah. ومحسنون إلى عباد الله. They are also proficient in their dealings with the servants of Allah, the other servants of Allah. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ نَوْعًا مِنْ هَذَا الْإِحْسَانِ فَقَالَ. Then he mentioned one type of this general proficiency or doing things in the best way. He said, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. Verse number 17. مَا, here the word مَا, this is an Arabic point. هنا قيل إنها زائدة في اللفظ. It's been said that the ما here, which usually is a negation, it's an additional word that doesn't affect the meaning. It's a word that doesn't affect the meaning. وأن التقدير كانوا قليلا يهجعون. That they used to lay down and rest very little at night. أي لا ينامون إلا قليلا, meaning that they did not used to sleep a lot at night. They slept only very little. وماذا يصنعون في هذه اليقظة? What were they doing whilst being awake for most of the night? يصنعون ما ذكره الله تعالى في سورة المزمل. They were doing what Allah had mentioned, Allah the Most High, in Surah Al-Muzzammil. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ. Verily your Lord knows, O Muhammad, that you stand sometimes less than a third of the night, or half of the night, or less than two-thirds of the night, or half of the night, or a third of the night, and a party of those who are with you as well. فَهُمْ لَيْسُ يَسْحَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهُوِ وَاللَّغُوِ. They're not people staying up all night in idle talk and in play. أَوْ يَسْتَيْقِذُونَ عَلَى مِثْرِهِ, or people waking up to those kinds of activities. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ يَقِلُّ نَوْمُهُمْ لِلتَّفَرُّغِ لِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. However, the reality is they are people who get little sleep because they dedicate themselves fully to the obedience of Allah the Mighty and Majestic. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The 18th verse, and another description of these pious people, they are in the early hours of the night seeking forgiveness. Al-Ashar jam'u sahar. Ashar, the early parts of the night, is the plural of sahar. وَهُوَ آخِرُ اللَّيْلِ. It's the very last part of the night, the deepest part of the night. هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They are seeking at that time forgiveness. يَعْنِي يَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْمَغْفِرَةَ. They're asking Allah for forgiveness. وَهَذَا مِنْ حُسْنِ عَمَلِهِمْ وَعَدَمِ إِعْجَابِهِمْ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. This is from the goodness of their deeds, and that they are not impressed with themselves. They're not impressed with their actions, their great actions. وَكَوْنِهِمْ يَشْعُرُونَ وَكَوْنُهُمْ يَشْعُرُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ وَإِنْ اجْتَهَدُوا فَهُمْ مُقَصِّرُونَ. Afwan, وَكَوْنِهِمْ يَشْعُرُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ وَإِنْ اجْتَهَدُوا فَهُمْ مُقَصِّرُونَ. And this is from the good way that they feel that even while they push themselves and struggle and strive to perform many acts of difficult worship, they're still people who fall short. فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهِ. So they ask for Allah's forgiveness. بَعْدَ فِعْلِ الطَّاعَةِ. After they complete an act of obedience, جَبْرًا لِمَا حَصَلَ فِيهَا مِنْ خَلَلٍ, hoping to fill the void of a weakness or a deficiency in that act. وَيُشْرَعُ فِي نِهَايَةِ الْعِبَادَاتِ أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرَ الْإِنسَانُ رَبَّهُ مِمَّا قَدْ يَكُونُ فِيهَا مِنْ خَلَلٍ. And it is legislated in the ends, or at the ends of acts of worship, that a person should seek the forgiveness of his Lord due to the deficiencies that might take place in his worship. فَبَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ يَسْتَغْفِرُ الْإِنسَانُ رَبَّهُ ثَلَاثًا. So after the salat, a person makes istighfar, he asks Allah to forgive him three times. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. وبعد الحج, after completing the Hajj, قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High has said, ثم أفيلوا من حيث أفاض الناس. Then go forth from where the people have gone forth. واستغفرullah, and seek the forgiveness of Allah. إن الله غفور رحيم. Verily Allah is all forgiving and all merciful. فَهُمْ يَسْأَلُونَ الْمَغْفِرَةَ بَعْدَ تَهَجُّدِهِمْ. So they ask for forgiveness after their night prayers. وَقِيَامِهِمْ وَسَهْرِهِمْ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. And after their standing in the night and staying up at night in obedience to Allah. خَوْفًا مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ هُنَاكَ تَقْصِيرٌ. Afraid that there could be some deficiency in what they have done. وَهَذَا
مما يدل على معرفتهم بأنفسهم. This is what proves that they really know themselves. وأنهم يرون أنفسهم مقصرين. That they view themselves as being people who fall short. خلافا لما يفعله بعض الناس الآن. In stark contrast to the actions of the people of today, or to what the people of today do. إذا تعبد لله تعالى بأدنى عبادة شمخ بنفسه وأدل على الله تعالى بها. The person does an act of worship for Allah, the slightest act of worship, the smallest one, the least, he looks at himself like he's a mountain, like he's great, and he's a sign that leads people to Allah. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الصَّالِحِينَ. And he assumes so easily that he is from the righteous servants of Allah. صحيح أن الإنسان ينبغي أن يرجو ربه إذا أنعم الله عليه بطاعة أن يقبلها. It's true that a person should be hopeful from his Lord if he has blessed him to perform some act of worship. He should be hopeful that Allah would hopefully accept it from him. لكن كونه يرى أنه قد أتم كل شيء. However, such a person who is impressed with himself would feel that he has completed everything. هذا يخشى أن يحبط عمله وهو لا يشعر. This kind of person, it's feared that all of his actions could be rendered null and void while he doesn't even sense it. Moving into the last verse for this evening, verse number 19. وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم. And in their money, another description of these righteous people, with regards to their money, they recognize that there is a right on their money that goes to beggars and to those who are less fortunate, or those who have less. في أموالهم كلها سواء الأموال الزكوية أو غير الزكوية. That's with regards to all of their forms of wealth, whether it's wealth that is required to have zakat paid from it, or wealth that is exempted from zakat. فيها حق للسائل والمحروم. There is a right that a beggar has, and someone who is very poor and doesn't have what he needs. إذا أتاهم سائل أعطوه. When the beggar comes to them, they give him. وإذا رأوا محروما أي ممنوعا من الرزق. When they see a person who's destitute, doesn't have anything, وهو الفقير أعطوه. A poor person, an impoverished person, they give him. فمالهم قد أعدوه لما يرضي الله عز وجل من السائلين والمحرومين وغير ذلك. Their money has been set aside, has been prepared to be used in a way that pleases Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, by being given to the beggars and those who are destitute and others. من الإنفاق المشروع, from the various ways that it is legislated for us to spend our money. فهم يقومون بطاعة الله تهجد في الليل واستغفار وبذل للمال. So they are people busy taking care of actions of obedience to Allah, actions of prayer in the night and seeking forgiveness and spending their money. لكن من غير إسراف ولا مخيلة. However, without waste and without arrogance. And with that end the words of our great Shaykh Rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, in his explanation of verses 10 through 19 from Surah Al-Dhariyat. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us from the muttaqeen that we have heard about in this session, with ikhlas, with sincerity, and righteous actions, and to grant us the rewards that He has mentioned in these ayat, hoping devoutly from Allah for such a reward, and fearing from our Lord that He might deprive us of these things and punish us. May Allah Ta'ala make our hearts full of hope and full of fear. And may Allah Ta'ala bless our actions and our statements to be in line with what pleases Him in each and every station in our lives. وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. And may Allah raise the rank of our Prophet Muhammad and grant him peace, and likewise his family and companions. And I'll see you in our next session, insha'Allah ta'ala, with the next verses from Surah Al-Dhariyat. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.